Yeah. 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 Welcome to my podcast. I forgot the episode, but this is the episode. Yeah. This episode is on everything. I know y'all watch, if y'all watch my stuff, you'll hear about random stuff. And that's what I do. Random to plant the seed. Understand it means to get to the chicken. You understand what I mean? Listen, cash out here. Everybody want cash. We gonna get that fucking bag. Black people, understand. History movement. It's the month of the history. Understand the lingo. Understand the tango. We gonna get to that lingo and the money, yo. Listen. Woo! Welcome to my podcast. This is Young Flex underscore TWC215. I'm here pointing to y'all live recording. Understanding my God. Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah. I know y'all like my introductions. I know y'all like that. Yeah, but I'm going to get into some topics. And I'm not going to fall off my topics. Understand this. Woo! Where the first topic is? You heard about that man Weinstein? Listen, things going to change in life, okay, women? Things going to change in life, women. Y'all have to understand, when y'all have sex with another man, y'all have sex with a man, okay? Did he do these things that you wasn't into? Probably not. But you allowed these things to come about. Understand the lingo. Understand it. You know what I'm saying? Weinstein ain't all good. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that. But I know that he did some stuff, but y'all gotta come correct with this stuff. Like, literally, like, it's he say, she say. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga OJ. Shout out to my Nick motherfucking Juicy J. How we play. Listen. One witness saying that he did these things to her, but didn't fully aggress the information to people to prove that, yeah, he did these things to you. Okay, he probably did. But it's weird as hell how you in his house, you could ran out, you could have did everything out, but no. You play the victim chart role, and which I don't like. There are some motherfucking rapists out this motherfucking world. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here. But then you play a victim. Woo! My God. When you play a victim on this critique of life and this man, I'm not saying, like I said, he's not good or bad, but this is case-wise. Now, if he did these things to you, and he fornicated you that wasn't on your ability, why are you still around this man? Why are you still doing things in business with this man? Where is that going to get you? You thinking that, oh, women, I'm a woman, I have this, I have that, I'm going to be safe? No. No. Listen. You set yourselves up for failure. All of them motherfuckers. Y'all stupid. If he did that at that time, you call at that time. Okay? I hope you have a mother, a father. I'm pretty sure most of y'all motherfuckers that's on here probably got a father. And if he is, he's a pussy. Because you know what I was? The motherfucker touched my fucking daughter, he get fucking beat up. Fuck a dang judge. Fuck all that. Okay? That's also real shit. Listen, I'm going to follow these jurisdiction, legacy, work, everything. But y'all got to be for real with yourself. Y'all just can't go around be up there prosecuting people over 30 decades and shit like that. That don't work like that. Because the check, the bag went up, your bills coming in, you mad as fuck. What's going on? What is the situation? What is going to get you to understand that when that situation happened, you supposed to propagate on that. You supposed to went fully strong on that at that time. You wait. Pretty much all of y'all fucking waiting. I don't give a fuck. Y'all want to bring up some two girls that was there 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But listen, they ain't really saying too much. You know why? They still getting that bad. So I'm pretty much sure some of y'all people out here mad. Some of them are mad because they bad got low. And now they got really work. And that's my other topic. Y'all broke ass hoes. Y'all scared to work. Y'all worry about other niggas up here. He got this, he got that, he put me in this predicament, he got me in this. But what are you doing? Okay? See this social media, this internet, all shit fucking everybody up. Got you all constipated. Got you constipated. Everything stressing the fuck out. Listen, if you want to be somebody, you got to do it for yourself. And if you know something wrong, stand up for what it is at that time. Y'all going back in decade times. Y'all prosecuting a lot of motherfucking people that they should have been prosecuted in that time. Now, y'all shit running low because y'all motherfuckers not trying to say that shit. But y'all know that bag went low because at that time, when you gave that bag, you wasn't saying nothing. Hoes, understand. Stop running these games like motherfuckers don't understand and you think that the law is going to fucking protect you, but no. They're going to buy what it really is. Facts. Y'all playing these, feminist games and thinking that somebody's going to, protect you because you's a female. I keep telling y'all, you don't open your legs up because it don't make the dick hard until the legs are opened up. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we can't get hard unless you showing something, unless you doing something, okay? I know there's perverts out here, they want to do dumb stuff. I'm from Philadelphia, okay? Motherfuckers want to put pictures and, no, my fault, want to put letters on fucking girls' windows in their cars and try to say nice things to them. Yo, y'all niggas is weird. I don't respect none of y'all niggas. All niggas that out here get they women on some real shit, I respect y'all. All these weirdo niggas need to stay the fuck back and learn from the real niggas. Maybe you have some common sense on how to do it. Okay? This is the real life. We got an evolution of the same shit. The same shit. Same shit. Jesus said the shit. Same shit. Understand the Bible. Understand what he was saying. Samaritan. You know what I'm saying? Understand that. Understand what they be telling you about. Understand what they be trying to put you in predicaments where you don't really know. Because you think that it's going to get you somewhere as long as you play your role. Which is okay, fine, but it's not always going to go right, though. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? This is my podcast, yo. I'm going to say what the fuck I want. Motherfuckers ain't going to subscribe to me because they scared of what I fucking talk. The way I do my shit. The way I understand things. People want to be, what do you call it? Patronized to other people. They want to patronize their looks, patronize they walk, patronize they talk, patronize all type of shit. But we know what the real shit is. We know what's going on. Everybody know what's going on. If you don't, you should pick up a fucking book or go and do that Google on that fucking phone you have. All this social media you be on looking at shaky butts. You need to go understand that shit, yo. Because I understand some real shit too. Okay? I'm versatile. Okay? I'm multitasking everything that I do. See, I can go through my past and understand it, and I can still go through this future and still be like, it's the same shit. What are we fighting for? Okay? Fighting for women's rights, black rights, gay rights. What the fuck are we fighting for? We all unity of fucking human. You walk down the street, you see a person. You see a boy, you see a girl, you see a woman, you see a man, you see kids, you see all that. Everybody see this shit. Okay, so then when you do see this, you know where you came from. You know you're supposed to progress into constructing these lifestyles. But no, people want to take advantage of the life structure for their benefit, their own agenda size. So like I say, Donald Trump, fuck that nigga. He going to be president again, and that's it. Because nobody out here really can compete with this man right now. And it's sad that people want to put racists and all that other stuff on this man. But at the end of the day, you already know his whole background. You already know that. So why would y'all even put him as a president? Okay? And not just that. Here's another thing. Y'all older people need to realize that the younger you are influenced by these dictatorships of people that's around them. Understand that. When you have these certain things around you, these certain entities, okay, they're going to follow it. They're going to try to be in part of it. You can't stop it. You can try to disrupt it, but is it going to be the power to destroy it? Maybe, maybe not. We learn from Jesus. You already know what happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be the next man. Everybody want to be the idol. Everybody want to be the God. Everybody want to be this. Everybody want to be that. But is it getting you to the promised land? Okay? For one single gender motion, is it affecting? How can your gender motion affect the whole nation? We live in a nation where it's already been stolen from. And we ain't going to go through that. It's already been stolen. So people sitting in here talking about their own shit, which is fine. But at the end of the day, do they know what is the reality of life? What is going to build this nation up for what is right? Okay? We got people taking money from corrupt people. Okay? These politicians, they broke. They only got this campaign because somebody that was in a business with a nonprofit or a profit will give them some money. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all seen cover top, if y'all seen the Malcolm X joint on Netflix, okay? Shout out to Netflix, okay? If y'all seen the rhetoric and the bullshit that's what's been confused to the black people of the nation, asking and wondering why a black power man goes for both, died. And why would you kill your own people? So what I realized is that type power man, y'all call the white man, is in power to everything. It's called trickery, trichinometry. Whereas though he tricks you into forming things that you believe, but it forms you to believe something different to fight for something that maybe, okay, I might be right. No. How about get all the facts right, okay? Edgar J. Hoover was that nigga that fucks up the whole station of black people. He was racist. He was the biggest racist and the biggest faggot. Sorry to say that. But yeah, he was the biggest homo undercover. He was the biggest low undercover homo in America nation. To prove that everybody in here that was really doing their shit, okay, trying to build a nation of their people, but he only wanted one nation and one color, okay? But no, you want to tap people's phones, you want to do all the other stuff like that, but where did that get you, nigga? Other motherfuckers that's watching your dumb ass, nigga, because they seen your dumb ass do the dumb shit you was doing, okay? Look it up, read about it, document it, everything, you know what I'm saying? So if people want to talk about, black and white rights, let me tell you something. Some of our black people are fake, okay? What they call them agents, they fake. They put them in fucking predicaments where as though they'll get something, but then they really hurting their own people. Snitching on their own people. If I see a fucking murder, I know it's my man, I'm going to tell. No, it was secretively, confidentially classified information. And it confused the black nation of people to understand what the fuck this nigga talking about. So I'm thinking that if I'm a regular black person, and if I see you down the street, I'm just thinking that you're a regular black man. I start preaching my shit. I start talking my shit to you. I thought that you respect that. But no, you're just gathering information for the other man. And this is where the nation comes at. And it's going to be so much complicity is so much the dividers of everything that nobody's going to really be unity. There ain't going to be no unity in this fucking America because the Indians ain't saying shit. They should be saying more shit than any of us talk shit. Nobody ain't really out here trying to do really, really, really shit. They just doing to make people happy. Be on TV, get some publicity, and that'd be good. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers in council. Let's take it low. Okay? Real low. Now, we got the Congress. The president is an executive. He just give the orders. But if you got councils and senators up here writing the laws, improving the law, and voting the law, okay? Why would it be so much conflict into getting us what we need? No, because they want it in their ball of the court. Democrat, Republican, Independent, it don't fucking make any fucking difference. All y'all niggas the fucking same. Okay, I'm not, the Democrats, they ain't gonna win no fucking ballot. They ain't gonna win shit because y'all ain't talk about shit. And I wish it was stronger women in this fucking poll to help me prove what I want to vote for. But why would I vote for nothing? I'm going to vote for Cory Booker. I'm going to vote for Warrington. You want to work for an old ass fucking Bernie Sanders? You want me to vote for a Joe Biden that's all about military and shit? That really, he's up there scamming people? Like, so what's going on? But I try to hit at a man from the other side, and I'm not even a Republican, but I just respect Donald Trump because I grew up watching Donald Trump. And I know what I've seen, and I don't care because every man did their things in the dark. Every man did their things in the dark. Okay, so now it's into the light. Everybody want to have everything to talk. But if it wasn't in the light, how would you know what to talk? How would you know when to bark? Right? How would you know when to do these things? You don't. You just sit around watching, listening, living your life, take care of your kids, and you know you get a check every time you get your check of a certain time of the day. All right? So when this man comes out and then all these fucking sound bites comes out on a person, they want to just, oh yeah, I don't like that president. 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 But did you realize when Barack Obama was in there, you know how long it took him to get the power that he needed for black people? It almost took him almost 40 fucking years to the next term. They want to see what black people do. Okay? First black president. That's what they say. But I don't believe that. I know it's more people fought for it. Jesse Wright, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all took on his shit wrong too. But Barack Obama, he ain't really do nothing until the next term. His first term was just, okay, we got a black president. Everybody's happy. But you're still dealing with bills. You're still dealing with these dumbass councils. You're still dealing with all these government funds and shit like that. But because he's a black man in the nation, y'all happy. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down. Woo! Shake it down. That's what it was. It wasn't really nothing else to talk about. But when it really gets to the point where it's what he really wanted to do for America, he wanted to do healthcare. This is why I say, if we had stronger women in this candidate, I would vote for y'all. I probably would. But I don't see none of y'all. Y'all just falling like motherfucking tree stems. You just falling down the motherfucking tree. Y'all fall off the tree. Old ass branches. Just falling. Then y'all scared. Some of y'all women are scared. Think about it. I got sisters. And listen, nobody has no dictatorship or any power over none of them. Okay? And even if you're trying to get something to better yourself, and if you accept his language talking to you, I'm pretty sure you are in the motherfucker pocket. That's why you shut up. Be quiet. You heard Bernie Sanders in that dang first debate. In that debate, where he told Warner, be quiet, let me talk. She shut it up. She ain't had nothing else to say. Y'all women need to have some more backbone. Stop acting all frantic. Stop acting all afraid. It ain't gonna get y'all nowhere. It's not. Y'all need to be more stronger. And y'all want to live in this American world, you're gonna have to just do what you gotta do. And stop always trying to, oh, what my father would do. What would the fuck you do, okay? This is where it's at. What would you do if things wasn't going your way? And stay to that. Same as a man. If I see something wrong in the street, and if I'm strong enough to go and do the things that y'all was predicting me to do, and in this situation, I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm going to do what I got to do. Y'all are just reading off fucking papers. And whatever your secretaries or whatever y'all fucking tell y'all to say to make it PG-13. Y'all just making yourself weak. You gotta come stronger. You gotta come harder. I wish in this 2020 election, Michelle Obama. Woo! Woo! Oh my Jesus. You know what she would did? I'm just speculating because she not even in it. But the way she carry herself and the way she hold down her situation and the way she moves, you would be surprised at how many of these black sisters would be president by this time. We would have had a black male and a black female. But no. No. We just want women's rights. We just want women's rights. Y'all gotta come harder than that. Stop thinking about y'all own assets of like, y'all know that what God put y'all in this world to be. Y'all gotta just go harder to these males because they just gonna just say anything to make you confused. And y'all get up there, y'all don't have the right words to say. Y'all just confused. And y'all need to stop that confusing shit and just punch it. Punch that nigga in the motherfucking face. Not literally, but say some shit that's gonna punch that nigga and make him fall out. Like, knock them out. You gotta have that type of talent mentality. I can't just walk around and thinking that, okay, I'm a female, I'm here, everybody's going to do this for me, everybody's going to respect me, all the women going to have my back. A lot of women don't have none of these fucking bitches back that's up here on the candidate. None. Not a lot. And if they are, they're stupid because they ain't talking about shit. Nothing. Nothing's going to progress or unity. Same goes for the males. Unity. It's never. Y'all got genocides. Female got genocide. Y'all just confusing. There's never going to be no unity. Y'all might just have a homosexual up in this bitch. And that's going to fuck up the whole world. Really going to fuck up the whole world. That's going to be crazy when that ever happened. The first gay president. That's going to be it. It's going to be. We already got the first black. Looking for the first woman. Now you're going to have the fucking homosexual. So, what you want? What we going to do? How are we going to fight this? Okay? How are we going to fight progress and take race and take color and take a barrier away from the nation and put it into a box and close it and ship it and do all that and then come to reality like we are all people. We are all human. Male, female, and any sexuality that you are. But no, they want to take these parts and make it strong in this nation. They want to destroy all of us. It don't matter what color you is. It don't. But you got to be strong in these beings. You got to be strong everything that you're saying. You can't hold back on nothing. When you in that fucking field, you're going to do what you got to do. That's how it is. You can't be up here lacking. You can't be out here capping. Can't do none of that. You got to be strong to everything you're saying. And no matter if you're a female or male, you got to stay strong to your fucking rights. Every time I see these dang fucking political fucking debates, it confuses me. I know what they're saying, but what are they really fighting for? They say this, like, one person say something, he say the same shit. Next person, they say the same shit. Third person say the same shit. Same shit, same shit. It's like the same shit. Y'all just try to critique it the same way. We all know y'all went to high school. We all know y'all graduated from college. We know y'all got PhDs and third undergrads, all that. But counting the 2 + 2 = 4. That's common sense. Common sense is the most important thing in this life. You can have all the knowledge in the world. You can have all the power in the world. But can you move the people? Can you move the nation? Can you understand the nation? Can you take your genocide to the side and understand the nation? But it seems like they don't. They don't. Woo! It's crazy. But I'm going to end this on some real shit. I'm going to end it real quick. This is YoungFlex_TWC215 podcast. Y'all listen to me. Love me. Hate me. I don't give a fuck. This is how I am. This is how I'm going to be. Comment, subscribe, whatever it is, what you want to do. I'm out this bitch. Bye.